Some people just call us like police officers.
You don't do anything bad. If not, you go to jail.
If not, you go to jail.
The spray paint, block 56, level 5.
Roger, move on.
It's not taking them out of trouble, but more to like divert their playing time into something meaningful. Yeah, and I feel that when they hold that walkie-talkie, right, they feel like they are really the first responders lah in the community. My name is Marlena. I run a community fridge where I serve emergency food ration for the families with young children here in Lengkok Bahru. My son was quite concerned when I've been telling him about the fridge has been like, you know, misused by the residents here. So he came up with an idea of community patrol. He called it ERT, Emergency Response Team. My son was thinking of getting his group of friends to go around and patrol. Since he got this idea of patrolling with his friends, they can look out for other things in the community, like fire hazard, okay? Secondly is the vandalism, littering. If they hear any family violence, foul smell, you know, there's a lot of elderly alone at home. They might pass on, nobody knows. Even bullying in the playground.
Okay, group, sign in.
Yeah. Okay, remember, this walkie-talkie not for you to sing or laugh or whatever. Report as and when you are supposed to report.
Wait, we cannot jaywalk.
I know, that's the thing.
We cover 6 blocks. So all these 6 blocks are quite near to each other. For the community center and then Linky Park. And then around that Linky Park lah.
Yeah, there's no litter. But some vandalizing. We're done with block 61, now we're doing block 59.
59!
I've been in Lengkok Bahru for 15 years and I feel that I'm already connected to the community here. Families do come and go because there are numbers of rental flats here. What we are trying to build here is that you come in, you know, for a while, even if it's for a while, it's okay. We are still here and we want to instill that memories to them, you know, like, oh, I miss Lengkok Bahru. I miss staying in Lengkok Bahru. The noise, the children running around. That's the kampung feel, you see. That's what we wanted for a very long time.
Can you please? Yeah. Yeah.
Starting right of this ERT, all the children like haywire. Then after slowly instill that values to them and show them why is this important, why is that important. Slowly they learn. They are now better lah. So I got a lot of good feedback from the parents lah. Be mindful of what you are speaking to each other, how you joke around, okay? All right, and please don't over drama. Can? Okay. Of course they have. You know, quarrel, fighting with each other, come back, complain. But after that, they are fine. Kids, right? Yeah, so I feel happy lah. I feel happy that the group is growing. Actually, they were from 3 person, you know. 3 members only. Yeah, and now they have grown to like 7.
What's your favourite part about being part of ERT?
Free Ribena.
Bro!
Okay, walk slowly. Don't rush. Be sure you see any sharp object, any suspicious smell, foul smell or whatever, just report to us.
Okay? ERT will operate Monday to Sunday between 2:30 to 5 o'clock. And then between 5 to 6:30, they are playtime. Yeah. So they will be the ones who will look out for each other when they go out to play, you know. I also have a youth volunteer leader. Sometimes you will see if they are really supporting each other when they are in need. So in all, I want them to be more responsible towards their own well-being, also for the community. So to balance that is not easy, but yeah, I'll try because this is quite new, right? So I will try to help them, you know, go to the direction that the every mother in the community wants. I feel that it's more like them having that ownership in the community and being proud wearing the gears lah, yeah. Aaron, Didi has been trying their best to help you out.
But it seems like you're not helping yourself. We'll have another conversation next time, okay? So today, we are going, since the three of you have done your HPL, keep up the good work supporting Mirza. The only penalties that I implement to the children is when you, if you don't go to school for the whole week, you cannot join ERT. You are suspended for a while. Yeah, until you prove otherwise. Or maybe if you don't do your homework, all of us do not have patrolling. We have to go and help you with the homework. Yeah, that kind, you know. So when we do that kind of thing, they feel motivated. They don't feel like demoralized.
Yeah, tired, right? So that's how they do every day after school. So are you sure you want to join? Yes? Okay, let's see how you progress from
here. Taking care of them like it's like my own children. When I reprimand them, I reprimand them like I'm reprimanding my child, you see? So that's why the committee mothers here trusted me. As of now, yes, I see this is very useful because when they go out patrolling, they kind of like open their mindset a little bit. If they feel like their house is inconducive for them to play around or to be in the house 24 hours. So I'm more than happy for them to be part of ERT and for me to guide them through lesson of life.